Is it just me and Grace? Oh no, there's another one. Oh, hey, we got a threesome. It's a trinity. Oh no, it's a fornity. All right. Let's make everybody come down. Look what I have. What is that? A nest. I got it out of a little tree out here. It was there all winter long. It survived. It's just made out of little pine needles, mostly twigs, little pieces of grass. Do you think you could make one of these? You think you could? You know, I don't know if I could. I don't know how they get it started. You know, like, what do? You just lay a twig in the tree branch, and then you go get another twig and you lay it on top, and somehow they sort of turn out being round. I actually have two or three of these nests that I've found. This is the simplest and the plainest. I really like it. And somehow, sometime, in this nest, there was a little tiny bird that got born. Somebody laid an egg in there, or maybe two or three. I don't know what kind of bird it was. And then after they did that, then they left. And it's just made out of little tiny pine needles. That's all it is. But if they didn't do that, then that egg wouldn't have anywhere to hatch. They would have just laid the egg in a branch of the tree and it would have gone. And that would have been the end of it. But there was a place for it. Isn't that weird? And it's just made out of little bits of straw and pine needles. We are in the middle of a big nest right now. There's this whole nest of people. And none of us is any more special than just one little pine needle, one little twig. But because we're all together, we make a nest where people can be safe and people can be born again. In the scripture, Jesus is going to talk about needing to be born all over again. And it would be really hard to be born again if you didn't have a safe place to do it. But part of what we do in the church is each one of us is a part of this nest that makes a place where people can have new life. And you're a part of it. Robin Christ has come and picked you up and put you into this little nest. And I don't know how they do it, but somehow they wind them all together so they stay together and they're in a circle. Pretty cool. God has made us a part of this one big, huge nest that we call the church. So I'm glad you're here. Because if it weren't for all the little twigs, we wouldn't have a nest. It takes all of us. So I think we should say a prayer and thank God for making this whole big nest of us. You think so? Let's do. Let's pray. God, thank you for making us into a nest where we can have new life. God, thank you for making us into a nest where we can have new life. Amen. Thank you.